Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 4th of February 2016, proof that God abides in you. Proof that God abides in you. What is the proof? How do you know? Many are confused with this. Many just believe, you know, sort of believe that God is in me and I am in Christ and Christ is in me. They do not know, because that's why it's fantastic, you know, Jesus Christ. You go and search the scriptures and meditate upon it, and you talk to him audibly, softly, or talk to him in your heart, silently, talk to him with your mind, silently. You can do so many things with how to communicate with Jesus. But you can only do this if you know he is real, and he has saved you, and he loves you, and he has suffered for you, and then you want, and then you begin to talk to him, ask him, and then suddenly things happen. Simple miracles. I'll call them simple miracles because it was a big miracle, and after that started with that, my parking, I keep telling, that's the earliest miracle that I started asking, I need a car park, and it pop up there. Suddenly, when everybody has no car park, mine will come right at the spot. Particularly when I'm going to the ministry. I'm talking this about 20 years ago when I first started. And then you begin to realize, this is Jesus. You know, it gives me a... Not coincidence, eh? Don't begin to look at coincidence and all. That's what the devil tried to do. He doesn't want to give your heart and mind and fallen nature, heart and mind, and the devil will never want to give Jesus Christ glory. So always, first you'll be praying for something. When the thing comes, the devil will try to tell me in my heart, or the devil is whispering in my ears, that, you know, this is coincidence. This, you know, this fellow came, that fellow came, all lies. Don't believe that. Because nothing happens without Jesus Christ agreeing to it, when, you know, allowing it or causing it. Now, Jesus only causes good things for his children. That is a given. That's the scripture. You must remember that. Jesus only does good things for his children. He is love. God is love. Now, the next thing is, you must make sure your heart and mind, command them in the name of Jesus Christ. I command my heart and mind to know Jesus Christ, the husband of my soul, my Savior, my Lord and Master, the Son of the living God, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Everything is under his feet and nothing escapes his eyes. And he has got complete control, the name above all names, only loves me and will do good things for me. He cannot be tempted and he will not tempt anyone, because God cannot be tempted and God will not tempt anyone. So whatever issues happening to me, if I just sow it, what I sow I will reap. And Jesus is allowing sowing, reaping, allowing some reaping, not to the point that I cannot bear, he'll allow. When he allows, there's 4 or 5 segments on why Jesus allows trials. He doesn't cause the trials, he allows the trials, because he wants us to return to him. There are a number of reasons why you'll change, you'll overcome. I'll overcome. Now, all this is there. So therefore, but the problem is, most people, over the years I see, they know of Christ, they don't know Christ. They know of Christ, they don't know Christ. And this has caused a lot of problems for Christians who really want to follow, you know. Some people really want to follow, but they're in this dilemma, in this matrix, you know, like in a magic, like in a Maya, in a confusion. No need. You see, today we're going to deal with how the written word of God shows you what is the proof that God abides in you. And if you don't have the proof, go and get the proof. That's all. It's very simple. And you can do all things through Christ Jesus. Jesus said, you can do all things through me, but you can do nothing without me. Now then people say, what do you mean nothing? I eat food, I go to work, I get job and all. Yeah, eventually it comes to nothing. Yeah, you're doing all this. When God says you can do nothing without me, because you know why? He allows it because he pours rain even over the wicked so they can get food, they can get food grown. So he gives rain even to the wicked. That's why Jesus' command to us is, love your enemy even. So he himself gives all this for the wicked so that he can survive. And why? With the desire that none should perish. Now let's look at it. Yesterday we ended up with this thing whereby he showed a more excellent way. 1 Corinthians 12:31, where Apostle Paul says, look here, you can earnestly desire for the greater gifts and all that, but yet I will show you a still more excellent way. And what is the excellent way? It's unselfish love. Unselfish love. That means pure love, sincere love from a pure heart. That was defined in the Bible. Huh? Sincere love with a pure heart. Now he's showing a more excellent way. Instead of desiring gifts and all, he'll show you a more excellent way to have a sincere love from a pure heart, unselfish love. That is the highest of them all. Now I'm going to go to scripture further that, and then finally come to proof. What is the proof that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know, and that Jesus Christ is in you, and you are in Christ. And then you know when this is not happening, you know Jesus Christ is not in you, and you're not in Christ, you better settle it. You know, how good, what a good news, isn't it? That means you know, written down scripture. Now, here, brothers and sisters, 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3 says, though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, charity is old, I'm reading from Old King James, King James Version, original King James Version, charity is love, that's where the old English is, charity is love. And I do not have charity, I have become a sounding brass, empty vessel, no, I've become an empty vessel. I praying in tongues, speaking in tongues of different, and speaking in angels' language and all that, I become empty vessel, though I have, if I don't have love. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, and I do not have charity, and all knowledge I have, and though I have all faith, can you imagine? Apostle Paul saying, you can have all faith, all knowledge, and you understand all mysteries. He says about him, you know. I can have all faith, all knowledge, all mysteries, and I could remove mountains and get them out, you know, just cast them out in faith, that kind of faith. But I have no love, I am nothing. I am nothing. And I bestow all my goods. I give all my goods to feed the poor. And though I give my body to be burnt and do not have love, I profit nothing. I gain nothing. Brothers and sisters, this is a very important scripture. You're doing all this you do. Like for instance, many people without Christ, they give that all the feed the poor and all that, but they may not have love. They will say, but I love. You love the poor. But you see, this situation, you come later. Love what? Love according to God's laws, you know, not according to your own heart desire, how you love. And then sometimes people feed the poor and all what? To get accolade, what? To get recognition. To get recognition. So when you get recognition, God says, look, you already got your reward on earth. You are not going to get reward in heaven. Therefore, whenever you pray for people, that segment that I've narrated, you cannot tell people, I prayed for you, brother, sister, because you lose your reward in heaven. You don't say anything. You want a reward in heaven. You don't want reward here. Then people say, thank you for praying for me. You know, of course, they can say thank you. That's their business. But if you are desiring this thanks from them, and you say, I'll pray for you, brother. I pray for you, sister. I prayed for you. Then what's happening? You're not going to get reward here. You got your reward here because you just say thank you and all that thing of you. But you do not get reward from God. Now which reward do I want? I want it from God. When he rewards, can you imagine the kind of reward he has for me? So we keep quiet. We learn from the word of God. All this sadly is not repeatedly taught in churches. And then everybody, you know, say, I pray for you, I'm praying for you. You see, you just pray. Let's just pray. When somebody got difficulty, let's just pray. And sometimes you have to put the prayer, even the POCD, some pastors or some servants will put it there, or you yourself put the prayer or praying. Why? Others can use it and pray like that. That's not because post. That's why the intention. What is the intention in our heart? What is the, God goes by intention. In Tamil, what is the nokam? Enna nokam inside you. What is the intention? So intention is in your heart. God goes by that. Two people can do the same thing, but the different intention. One is a good intention, one is a holy intention, one is a humble intention, the other one is a proud intention. Want people to recognize me, I want to show people, then had it. Humble ourselves, brothers and sisters. Now, in Galatians 5:22-23, yesterday I read with, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So finally, achievement will be self-control. Without self-control, our life will be in a mess, real mess. 1 Corinthians 13:13, and this self-control, that is why people can't self-control. So, a spirit of self-seeking, self-want, selfishness can be cast out. You see, there's another miracle here. Many do not know. In fact, 99% looks like do not know. You can cast out the spirit of lack of self-control. You can cast out in the name of Jesus Christ, and cast out the spirit of selfishness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out the spirit of anger. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out the spirit of self-seeking. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the spirit of self-control. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to receive and to be in self-control. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the heart and mind to receive a spirit of kindness and faithfulness. Oh, you can pray all that inside there. You can make a prayer out of this fruit of the Spirit. And then you can do this every day. Then you see yourself changing. You see yourself changing. So one sister yesterday wrote and said, you know, she's changed. She's so grateful to God, you know, that God is changing her. Why? Because one student, her student said, a student or some child there in a hostel or whatever said that the child's teacher asked her to write about the person they like most or something. I'm not too clear about this. And then the child came and said, I wrote about this sister, about you sister, because, about you, because, and say, ma'am doesn't lie. This ma'am doesn't lie. And she's so, can you imagine, a sister now knows she can stop lies. Doesn't have to lie anymore. Because you lie out of fear. Generally people have to lie out of fear. You can cast away the spirit of lies. Because sometimes people don't want to lie, so you lie. Why? The spirit of lies. The brother and sisters, go and get the prayers for the, even Tamil, the prayers are even more accurate for the Tamil Tamil people, because they got, each culture got their own set of issues, you know. And then go and take the English prayers, start praying, brothers and sisters, for our own sake. Now, here, Corinthians 13:13, and now faith, hope, and love abide. These three abide. And the greatest of these is love. That means Apostle Paul saying, faith, hope, all can be. They all abide together, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest is love. Love. Now, 1 John 4:5. Now, we are coming to this proof. It's nearly almost a proof issue. 1 John 4:5-13 is a long scripture. I have to read slowly. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. And who is not this from King James, New King James Version? They are of the world. Therefore they speak as of the world. And the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. And he who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, that's why, you know, some people left the congregation in Apostle John is writing, the rest of the congregation. And Apostle John is saying what? They are of the world. Therefore they speak as of the world. The world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. Those who know God hears us. Hears who? The apostles. Hear what? They are writing this. Hear what? Apostles. He who knows God hears us. Apostle John is writing. Hears us means hears what the apostles are saying. What the apostles are saying? Through the written scripture they are saying. God is using them to inspire scriptures written in the Bible. So hears us means hears the word of God. Obeys the word of God. Keeps the word of God. As spoken by the apostles. Now we are of God, he who knows God hears us, obeys the word of God as written in the epistles, written in the letters by the apostles, inspired by God. He who is not of God does not hear us. That means when these apostles are telling people or written scripture now, when I take the scriptures and show somebody and then tell my in the congregation, sister, brother, you cannot do this, this is a scripture, they're not listening, right? Sometimes they leave. Now, they're not listening and leave means, then I must understand this. They who are not of God, does not hear the scriptures, doesn't want to listen to the scriptures, doesn't want to obey the scriptures. Of course, they get angry with me and go, but they don't realize their heart and mind are duping them, deceiving them. When a spirit of lie enters, it deceives you first, deceives the host first. A spirit of lie enters you means, it deceives the host first. Deceives the recipient. That means the spirit of lie enters in me, I am deceived first. Therefore, brothers and sisters, today my understand that. Get rid of all that. The people who leave, don't listen to scriptures means they are not of God. Leave them alone. Now, beloved, let us love one another. Our love is of God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And knows God, huh? Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifest towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this, the love of God was manifest. this action that God sent His Son, and His Son suffered on earth, suffered on the cross, died and rose again, is the love of God is shown to us, it's exhibited to us. In this we know the love of God. This is the love of God. In this the love of God is shown by His sacrifice of His Son. Then in this is love, that we love God, that He loved us and sent His Son to be a ransom for us. 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. If God so loved, so much He loved us, right? Then we also must love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us. This is the proof. If we love one another, God abides in us. His love has been perfected in us. Now remember this. By this we know that we abide in Him, in God. He is in us because He has given us Spirit. What is the proof? That we love one another. If you are able to love one another as Christ has loved us by giving Himself, we sacrifice ourselves for one another. Who? Disciples. Disciples, not people who don't listen to scriptures, don't listen to obey the word of God, not them. Those who want to obey and follow, they want to be disciples. They're following, they're struggling maybe. If we love one another, if we love them, then God is in you. God is in you and you are in Him. And His love has been perfected in us. This is the proof. The proof is, if you love one another, then God is abiding in you, and you are in Him. And love of God, His love of God has been perfected in us. What a wonderful proof. That's how you check. When you cannot love somebody, cannot love one another, then you know straight away, you're not abiding in God. You better go and settle this. If you cannot love one another by selfless love, then you know. This is the proof. Go and read the proof. 1 John 4, 12 and 13. 12 and 13, brothers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.